Hey, America,
start rehearsing now.
Nailed it. And welcome to 12 Points from America. Danny is the only one of us that's funny, so we don't have a gag. But I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha. And blank.
Danny's not here. That's all right. He'll be back soon, I'm sure. We are just coming in with a special episode. Welcome to Eurovision. It's here. It's time. We have been watching the rehearsals. We have been watching the interviews. We've been doing all of the cool stuff that you entrust us to do. And so we have a quick episode for you to go over basically the first semifinal and the first run of rehearsals we've seen. I want to stress, these are the first rehearsals. I know a lot of people really love to jump to conclusions. I don't think we're planning on doing a lot of that. We'll see. But we're going to go through them and have a quick chat about some first impressions of the first Eurovision songs we've seen on the Eurovision stage in a really long time. And it has been a really long time, really. It's been a couple of years now. So here
we are. Yeah. I mean, we haven't had these first impression rehearsals since, May of 2019. So, God, it's been that long already. But yes, the last 2 days, at least in our time, have been just chock-a-block full of these first run-throughs of this first semifinal. 16 songs, just going to go super, super quick. First impressions, hot takes. Honestly, a lot of them are really, really close to what we saw at national final levels. So might not be a ton of surprises, but where they do exist, we will pick them apart in a diplomatic and fair way. Because like Eric said, a lot can still change. So
Agatha wink. Just
it was Eric all along.
That's right. Yes, we're going to be very fair. No, we'll be fine.
Let us start with Lithuania and the Roop with Discotheque opening up the show. I don't know about you guys. It seemed very, very similar to what we saw at the national final. The similar outfits, a similar choreography, maybe a little bit more mugging to the camera, which I did not expect there to be an availability to mug more to the camera than Bido Fuss was already doing. But he somehow was able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're charming guys. I think they can get away with it. But this is a great show opener. Solid entry, I think.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't change much. The energy of this really is what took me from liking the song to loving it in the first place. So I'm glad they kind of kept the same sort of shtick.
Oh, absolutely. And they kept the same choreography as well. So if you've been trying to rehearse that little Vulcan neck pinch to, I don't even know what the heck you can call it, but the handiography, if you've been rehearsing that, you could do that with the show and like impress your friends and family. So shall we move on to song number two in the running order, Slovenia, Anna Soklic with Amen.
This is another one that's about the same as what we've seen. It wasn't a national final, but it was like a reveal. And it's basically that.
If anything, there's maybe a tiny bit more drama and a slight rearrangement in the end of the song near the bridge, a bit more orchestration, but it's a very, very subtle change. It's the same amen that you have heard for the last couple of months. Mm. So she's still rocking the cat suit.
I have a little bit of trouble with the shoes, but she'll get over that. She sounds great, though. It's a shame she didn't get a better song, but I think she's really selling it.
Yeah. Oh, her voice sounds phenomenal.
Yeah. That was never going to be a problem for Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Manisha with Russian Woman.
All right, again, here we go.
Yes. There were some things that were very similar to the national final. The suit that she was wearing, the red jumpsuit kind of deal. That's still awesome. But the first outfit of the day, how do we want to describe this?
What do they call those nesting dolls?
Matryoshka?
Matryoshka, yeah.
Yeah.
She looked like one of the Russian grannies.
She looked like she had eaten one of the Russian grannies.
She looked like she ate all the Russian grannies.
Oh, no, even the littlest one.
And the bread.
I'll say I was really surprised a lot of people were calling this the Barbara Dex winner as soon as she appeared. And I... I would say this. At first glance, you might think that, but it really plays a strong narrative component to the song. And I think it works exceptionally well. I think the staging for this, as far as choreography goes, it looks very similar to the national final, but the background with like traditional Russian art and then modern Russian women, just narratively, it's so strong and so compelling. Yeah. I think this is a real surprise for me.
Yeah. We had talked about not being sure if this was a qualifier. I think that there is no doubt at this point. For a song that is about being a Russian woman, the visual story that's being told here is just, this is brilliant.
Absolutely.
This is such a great, great concept.
Absolutely. And I think it should be mentioned, and we have sort of a chat group going on with us and our friends over at ESC Insight. A couple of us noticed when you have that mosaic of Russian women behind Manisha, was it just me or I thought I saw a vision of somebody who's either non-binary or trans with a bound chest.
I was wondering that too, actually.
If that is something that either Manisha has put on, massive, massive props to her. Massive, massive props to the Russian delegation for doing that. Or massive props again to Manisha for sneaking it past the Russian delegation. But it's a really, really beautiful moment, if that is what I think it is.
Yeah. We didn't actually like describe what's going on with the initial dress. We kind of alluded to it, but
yeah, it's sort of a multicolored, multifaceted coat of many colors gleaned from bits of textiles from all over Russia and sewn into this massive garment that's sort of half robe, half hoop skirt with a swinging door on the front that she emerges from after the first couple of seconds.
But the first couple of seconds, she looks like she's struggling within it. Like they really kind of play up the fact that she's trapped in this traditional Russian kind of idea of women before she can escape from it.
And she absolutely escapes from it.
It's so subtle. It's this one.
It's not subtle at all, but it's so cool.
I'm jabbing a bit, but it's brilliant. It's really brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Moving on to our next song, we have Voices from Sweden, Tuse. With the exception of a minor change in outfit, this is basically what you'd seen at Melody Festival, which is more or less par for the course for Sweden at Eurovision every year. Subtle, subtle changes, tiny bits and pieces. Basically, the only difference between this and the Melfest final is that Tuse's sleeves have gotten lost in the luggage. So yeah, he's kind of rocking this long glove, short waistcoat, or not like sleeveless kind of vest thing rather than the full suit jacket. Yeah. So it looks like he's about to fight somebody in some sort of really, really glamorous karate, you know.
Kind sweep of the leg Tuesday.
Sweep the leg Tuesday. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I love the staging and the camera work on this at Melfest. I love that they kept it the way it was.
It already looks really solid because they've been rehearsing this for so long and carrying it over. Yeah. And that's an advantage that I think Sweden really takes every year.
Yeah, I'm sure Tuesday could do this in his sleep at this point. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to Australia, Technicolor by Montaigne. Unfortunately, because this is a pre-recorded performance, we have not seen a full version of this from her, and I honestly don't know if we will before the show itself, but the EBU was nice enough to release, you know, a tiny little snippet, so we can see a bit more of what Montaigne is planning on doing, but it's really only about 10 or 15 seconds worth of her 3-minute long performance. But we know it's going to be bright. We know it's going to be creative. Her outfit looks interesting. I'm excited to see more.
I'm really interested to see if this is the only song that was pre-recorded that's going to be shown on a different stage, kind of inserted, what that effect is going to be on the result. And I'm hoping it doesn't hurt her too much, but I'm kind of worried that it'll knock her down a little bit if suddenly it's like, this is a re-recorded insert shot rather than a live on stage thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely worried it's going to feel really out of place.
Agreed. And honestly, the fact that we can't judge her vocals at this point, which granted, like I said before, first rehearsal, you always take with a little bit of a grain of salt. But for me, the biggest sticking point was going to be, would her live vocals live up? And we can't hear that until the actual show itself, really. So in a show where by the time the show actually rolls around, we in the press often know exactly what to expect, it's both frustrating and refreshing to have something completely unknown to us. And I apologize, that's a plane flying over my house. That's what happens when you live in a flight path.
Yeah. Hashtag flight path.
Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, Vassal's next, our buddy from North Macedonia. God, he's good.
He's not even giving it his all, and he sounds fantastic.
Yeah, him at 80% is still better than a lot of artists at 110.
Mm-hmm.
The staging on this one is kind of modeled after the Japanese art of kintsugi he talked about, or repairing broken pottery with gold. And there's a lot of like gold imagery, and the beginning there's some on-screen graphics
That's actually really, really interesting, because Leslie Roy from Ireland, who we'll talk about in a couple of minutes, her follow-up single to her song last year was all about that same artistic technique. It's a beautiful, beautiful metaphor, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Vassal. The thing that most people are gravitating towards are the laser pecs. We don't have daughter, of course, this year for Sweden, but what we have referred to as laser boobs from her song Bulletproof, they've taken that sort of technology and that sort of vibe and created this sort of multifaceted mirror image breastplate that he's rocking underneath his jacket that during the really climactic point of Here I Stand, the lights go on and he is just brilliantly shining.
I think
it's gorgeous. gorgeous. No, I'm just saying it's gorgeous.
Oh, no, I agree. I think, like Russia, there's a really, really good visual narrative going on with the song here as well. He starts out in complete darkness with just a very little light showing that he's on stage. And by the end of it, he's just brilliantly lit up and shining light in all directions. And the movement from darkness to light and the kind of the gold imagery, I think it works on multiple levels. I think these two really kind of stand out in that regard.
Yeah.
I really like the sort of waveforms in the back going with the sound as it picks up, and then it shatters at the end when he hits that high note. Like, this isn't a big spectacle. I think it's great for him. It is still just such a brutal semi, obviously, but man, he's doing what he needs to do. It appears.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. We had just mentioned her, but Leslie Royal coming up for MAPS with probably the most innovative and risky staging that we've seen in this first semifinal, would you say?
Oh, absolutely.
No question.
It reminds me a little bit. There was a French national finalist a couple years ago named Sylvain Aregue. I cannot remember that. Allez le dire, I think it was called, that had this sort of forced perspective, paperwork, almost puppetry. And this sort of seems like a more refined version of that we're seeing. It is difficult. It took her a couple more extra minutes to stage. I think she only got two run-throughs of the song, actually, with all the technical issues, rather than the normal three that people get during these first rehearsals. And there's still a lot to refine. However, if Leslie nails it, if things are tightened up, this could be a landmark moment in Eurovision, I think, for staging. This could be something that people remember for decades.
Right now it's a bit of a mess, and you can tell she's kind of struggling to remember where to go and what to do next. There's so much going on, and it's going to be really hard. I think they're really going to have to work at this, but I'm confident they can pull something together, and when they do, it's just going to look brilliant. It's really going to stand out from everything else.
Right. Yeah,
this is such an amazing concept. She's running through a fairy tale, basically, is kind of the feel that I get from it. And I will say, I don't think she was the only one that was missing cues and things like that. There's folks that are like holding up book pages and turning them, people that aren't Leslie. And it seems like just one hand didn't know what the other was doing in some instances. And I really don't mean to be super negative about this, because the concept is so good. It serves the song really well. It has to come together, and it's not there yet, but I think it will be. This is such a great idea.
We've seen this before too. I think the first run of You Are the Only One was really rough as well. Oh, sorry to take that from you. Wildly ambitious. I mean, first rehearsal is always a bit rough, especially wildly ambitious staging ones. You see a lot of mistakes, a lot of miscues, a lot of kind of not sure where to go. And it does come together. I'm very confident they're going to figure this one out.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think of You Are the Only One. I think of people missing doors opening during the first time that we saw Moldova, My Lucky Day.
Goodness.
Yeah, I think of even the jury final in the final in 2012, when Lorien literally inhaled a piece of artificial snow and started coughing halfway through her version of Euphoria. Things happen, but they come together. So, no risk, no reward. Yeah. And I think Leslie has the opportunity to reap some really major rewards with this.
I think it's noteworthy, really quick, that a number of the songs that we were thinking, like, maybe these won't qualify, a lot of those have already been elevated by the staging we've seen. So this semi was already a bloodbath, and it's crazier now that Ireland's really going for it, and that Russia has this crazy concept and so on. So I don't know what's going to happen here, but we should keep moving.
Yep. Okay. First rehearsal for the second day of our run-throughs was Alana Sugrina with El Diablo for Cyprus. Minor changes from what we saw basically in the music video concept. Instead of being surrounded by male dancers in black, she's surrounded by female dancers in red, which really fits well with the whole concept.
El Diablo.
But it's fun. It's engaging. It's exactly what you expect from Cyprus. Let's be real here.
Well, wait a minute. If it's female dancers in red with Las Diablas?
I suppose so. Yeah.
Las Diablas.
Anyway. It's about what I expected.
I think it looks really sharp. I think the dancing on this one is really good. Like, their movement is very sharp and well choreographed. I think the bold red and black colors make it very kind of sinister and sultry looking.
Yeah.
She does some really interesting contortionist moves.
Yeah.
Kind of bends. I was just like, what is happening?
She definitely seems more engaged than music video, which was my biggest issue with it. So glad to see that that's not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. The lyrics are still what they are, but
the spicy still melts the icy. Nothing we can do about that.
Speaking of Diablos and icy, we move on to Norway, Tix, Fallen Angel. Kind of like what we saw in the national final. Is that right? Maybe some minor changes in costume. The wings are still there. There's more silver, less gold on him. Lots of chains.
Bigger everything, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just Tix to know. Tix! It's...
Ticks.
I mean, the production value looks like it's seen an upgrade. The kind of lightning and cloud effects look a lot better. He sounds a lot better. I think he kind of gives it a little bit more range, especially near the end. I think he's really pushing it. I mean, for our first rehearsal, it sounded great.
I still don't like the song. The song is the same, but he does have a pretty nice voice.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, not like Vassal or something, but like, it's a nice voice.
It's a good, solid middle of the road pop voice. I'm with you in terms of my own personal estimation of the song, but I think this certainly is a path for qualification.
Yeah, I think this.
I will be bitter that it would take the spot of something else that I probably like more if it does qualify, but that's just how the show is. All right, we move on to a very eye-catching performance by Albina from Croatia with TikTok. This was fun. This was really, really fun. Kind of messy vocally, but again, those are things that can be tightened up with a bit more practice. But if you are looking for that 80s vibe, blue and pink and neon and crazy costumes, and I think her butt's hanging out a little bit by the end of it, something for everybody, I guess. But yeah, this is just fun.
They're really pushing the sex on this one. Like, the dance moves, I was like, ooh, this is a bit salacious, isn't it?
It's a bit saucy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
A wee bit saucy. And also at one point, they do the good old Yvette Mikuchian version where they suddenly have five albinas. Yeah.
That was actually a really cool effect. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah, that was nice. I'm kind of interested to see how many other acts kind of take advantage of those special effects to, you know, clone themselves or this or that.
I think there's going to be a lot of AR type stuff this year.
I'd imagine. So, yep, at the very least, we've seen that from Croatia. So if you are turning AR and those kinds of effects into a drinking game, make sure that your glasses are filled before Croatia starts in song number 10.
Yep. And
dilute.
Be careful. Be careful, guys.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Drink responsibly.
Yeah. And, okay. And remember, five albinas means five drinks. So.
Oh, anyway. God. All right. Derek, do you want to start us off with your opinion on Belgium as our resident Hooverphonic stan?
Next up was Hooverphonic with The Wrong Place. This one, I think the staging is really cool. It kind of keeps that dark sort of gothic feel to it. They're all in black. They've got very little color at all. The backing is sort of a close-up of Gerka's face, just kind of this black and white. It's got kind of a haunted feel to it. It's really cool. It feels a little bit more like a concert performance than a televised contest performance. And despite that, I think they sound great. I think it's going to stand out a bit against a lot of these other kind of pop songs. I mean, hopefully it's a more mature sound than a lot of these two, which I think is helpful. But I think it's kind of on the fence still. I love it.
I'm with you, Derek. I think that in a song like this that needed that sort of dark intimacy, that kind of quiet, close moment where you feel a little slinky and everything, them zooming out to the sort of semi-empty audience, we're not going to have people waving flags. And I don't think that would have been the right aesthetic for this anyway. I think bringing in that sort of close steady cam, very focused on faces and focus on personalities, it really lets Geka, I'm not sure if it's Geka or Geka, emote. But either way, bless you.
Thank you.
But it really, really puts the focus on her. And in a song where the narrative is such an important part of it, I think it's really, really a well done thing. I also am reminded of the close and intimate camera work from Calm After the Storm. Mm. It's that kind of intimacy necessary for this song. And I'm getting vibes with that. I don't know if this will rise to second place overall, but I think this is, again, increased the chances where chances needed to be increased.
Go ahead.
I was going to say camera work is one of the things that changed the most over the course of the rehearsals too. So
yeah.
Well, I hope they don't change this too much because I love the camera work. And the going around it, Sam, you took the words from my mouth. It reminds me of Calm After the Storm. Obviously the songs are very different, but I think Geka is performing super evocatively and with a good, just that right amount of emotion. And the rest of the people around are not taking any of the energy away. They're just sort of, they're not doing nothing, but they know their roles in the way this is presented. I'm really impressed by this. And I'm really worried that it's not going to, it's still not going to be there. But this is fantastic. This is awesome.
Shall we move on to Israel next? Ethan Alanis, Set Me Free. Okay, there are going to be a lot of similarities made between Israel and Croatia's staging in terms of the color, in terms of the energy. It's really a good thing for Belgium that they're sandwiched right in between those two, because there's going to be a lot of comparison. I think Eden needs to be reminded that she doesn't need to hit the whistle tone every single time she performs, or else she could potentially do damage to herself. However, the fact is she hit that during her rehearsal today, which is pretty impressive. Yeah,
I figured she wouldn't bother because, like, you don't need to.
No, you really don't until the moment that it's okay. Really necessary. But yeah,
you got it.
Yeah, I love the fact that this is nice and energetic. I like the fact that this song takes advantage of the sort of extra panel of projector on the satellite, on the path to the satellite stage. It's almost like this extra panel of lighting, and they are really using that to good effect. I think there's an unnecessary costume change. Like halfway through, right before the last verse, she takes off this overcoat kind of dealy, which was a perfectly fine dress on its own, to have the sort of under lingerie kind of dealy going on. I don't think it was necessary, but nah, you do you, Israel. Eden, you rocked it.
Was her hair supposed to match her second outfit? Because it kind of had that braided sort of design to it.
I feel like there's an extra added hair piece at the very end that's supposed to symbolize, you know, growth and continue. It's a little bit messy. It's a little bit messy on that. But again, it's rehearsal. These things can be tightened.
Yeah. I think the thing that surprised me the most is at the end, she hits that whistle tone and then she smiles. It was very disarming. I was kind of surprised at how charming she was on stage. And I kind of forgot about that.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah. I think that really works.
The semi is just nuts.
I still don't know who's going to qualify.
There are 16 songs with maybe one or two exceptions. These are all qualifier potential.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, this is nuts.
Semi two.
I know. I'm going to have my heart shattered by Tuesday night. Anyway, mm-hmm. We move on to Romania, Roxanne, Amnesia. I'm actually a little bit underwhelmed by this one, I hate to say. I I'm overcritical of vocals at this point, but I'm just going to point out there, I felt like she didn't find the key the entire time. I don't know if that was an issue with her in-ear monitors. I'm not sure if that was, you know, just her not giving it her all. There are a lot of ifs there, but I worry about that. And I'm not sure if the outfit is what I was expecting it to be. Like, was there some sort of change that was supposed to happen that didn't? It's just not quite there for me. What do you guys think?
So this was one of my absolute favorites of all of them this year. And I was actually kind of disappointed listening to this one. It doesn't sound there. It sounds a little flat. The staging is kind of interesting, but there's not a whole lot going on. It uses like these really bold, like red and blue colors at the beginning. And then it turns into this sunset, which is, I get kind of part of that narrative. The dancers I thought were interesting. They're doing something like they did in the video.
Mm.
All told, it's a lot of interesting pieces, but they don't really come together. And I think what's missing is her. I don't think she's in it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what made the sort of interpretive dancing thing work in the video was that it was on like a theater stage, and it was like a theatrical performance, right?
Mm.
And this isn't doing that. It's like in space or whatever. And yeah, the vocals weren't quite there. I don't think it worked quite as well. It's a great song. Again, I'm sure it'll be fine. They will iron some of these things out, but it's a ways off for now.
Yeah, agreed. All right, rolling on to Azerbaijan, Matahari Effendi. I always make fun of Azerbaijan a little bit just for bringing the kitchen sink, bringing the robots, bringing the lasers, bringing the dancer in a box. I actually miss it this year. I feel like despite a very vibrant backdrop and some pretty decent dancing, I feel like Azerbaijan's just coming across kind of basic this year. What do you think?
Especially compared to some of the other acts in this semi. When it came up, I was like, oh, is this all we're doing?
Yeah, it needs more. It just, the dancing's good, but this is the one time they should have thrown everything at it and they didn't. I don't know. Is this just reaction to not getting to do Cleopatra that this whole thing has kind of felt like? I don't know. This is not the time to be minimalist. My goodness.
Right. Part of me is almost wondering if they're going to bring something out for the second set of rehearsals, that like they realize that there's something that's not
a
quite
live
picked up.
Tiger.
Oh God.
Sure, why not?
You heard it here first.
Well, they tried to get wolves in 2016, but that didn't work out.
Yeah. It would definitely be against the rules to actually do that.
Yes. I'll say Effendi looks like she's really giving it her all, to her credit. But
yeah,
the staging it seems pretty minimal, and the background kind of has this Indian aesthetic to it. Don't think it quite comes across, though, as part of the song or part of the story either.
Agreed. All right. Moving on to Go A, Shum for Ukraine. This is one that part of me was almost worried about at first, just because, like, were they going to be able to create the magic that I thought that the song kind of deserved? And my God, I think they got it.
Short answer, yes.
Long yes. answer,
yes. What was the comment we got? This song makes me want to grab an AK and fight
yes.
invaders. Mm-hmm. This probably gets my vote for, unless Ireland pulls it together, my favorite staging of this semi. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It brings together the sort of traditional, okay, band on stage, couple of dancers, but it just brings us also this innovation of this enchanted forest that they're dancing around in, and brings this energy. And you could feel the speed of the song just lifting and lifting and lifting. And by the end of it, you're swept up in the rave.
It works so incredibly well in that there's a lot going on, a lot of colors, a lot of lights, a lot of movement, but it never feels overwhelming and it doesn't feel like busy. Everything works in a way that is so engaging and exciting to watch. I'll admit, going into this, I wasn't huge on Shum. This completely sold me on it. It just jumped
one of
in
us,
the ranks.
One yeah. of us.
Like, and this happens every year. Like, once you see it live, she sounded fantastic.
Yeah. The note at the end.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's got the big note at the end. Mm-hmm. Sounded fantastic.
And I love the fact that she still looks, even though you know she's selling the hell out of it, she still looks so detached and cool, like as if she were some sort of a forest goddess making all of this happen. Like, yes, I know, spring is here. I did this for you.
Dressed like Trinity from The Matrix with a green feather boa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So good.
Just, it's so cool. Like, it just has mm-hmm. this cool factor to it.
Yeah, right. I feel like more of a badass just listening to that.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a controlled chaos. Mm. Like, this could be such a mess, but God, it works. They got it. They got this just right.
This
is great.
All right. Last song of the semifinal, number 16, Destiny, Je me casse for Malta.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of things to say about this. I will still say, it's a spectacular song. It is spectacularly performed. I was expecting more. It's just a little bit, it kind of like Azerbaijan. It just seems like it's missing something. And I loved the camera cuts during the first chorus with the hand movements.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot. I did a lot less the second time and then the third time that it wasn't really switched up at all. It was just the same thing. Mm. And so it is still absolutely a contender, bar none. It is so, so great of a song. She is incredible.
Yeah.
I was expecting a little more.
Definitely is the one that makes us a contender. I think she's being let down a little bit by the staging. It's a little too, as Sasha John Baptiste would say, it's a little too clean and simple, and that's kind of her aesthetic, but I think this could have used a little bit more, I don't know, something.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly some things could be refined. I think Destiny's outfit could certainly be refined. We could see her like leggings / boot sort of thing kind of sagging in a way that shouldn't have been. But again, these are things that could be refined. Costumes could also be changed. It's very possible that they're looking at multiple options for her. But yeah, I'm getting sort of a vibe like She Got Me from Luca Hani, which was, again, a Sacha Jean Baptiste joint. It was minimalistic, still brought a lot of energy, but very sort of monochromatic and focused on the dancing, but it didn't bring a ton of extra. It was just focusing on the colors of the siege itself to do a lot of the heavy lifting. And I feel like, I still think this could totally take the win. I still genuinely do. The game is still a little bit more open now than I think it was before. This could use more refinement, yeah, as any rehearsal does, but I'm looking forward to seeing the second set of rehearsals.
It does feel a lot like She Got Me.
Well, they do the similar, the red squares kind of section, yep, like in behind, yeah, the dancers. I was like, ooh, that's She Got Me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it's less dancing and better vocals. Is that a good trade-off for this style? I'm not sure.
I mean, the song has a sort of cool vibe to it.
It does.
That I think, like, if she had thrown a massive kitchen sink at it, would we just be saying, okay, they're gilding the lily? But it almost, like, it feels almost a little too stripped back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think about Malta last year, they had this whole visual narrative where she was like in this house and then it gets flooded and then they're at the city, like, and the dancers kind of were sort of organically blended with the background at points.
Oh, with Chameleon, you mean? Yeah,
with Chameleon. Yeah. Sorry, last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
And this one, it feels a little too simple to just kind of like solid color. I wish there was some kind of graphics to it, some kind of movement. The narrative of the song is she's kind of rebuffing the advances of these weird men. That could have been worked into the dancing a little bit more, I think. Some sort of Beyonce kind of thing.
Mm. Tell a little more of a story.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the story is. If I muted it and I'm watching this, I'm like, I'm not sure what the story is that's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's fair. But you know what? If I know anything about Sacha Jean-Baptiste and her crew, I can tell that the moment that they got off the stage and went into the viewing room, she is taking a precision knife to every single frame of that show and making cuts where she needs to, making edits and camera angle changes and saying, okay, change this, don't change that, refine that. She's one of the most exacting people that I think I've ever seen at Eurovision. So it's very possible that she is laser precise and fixing any issues that she's seeing with this. So we shall see.
I mean, I'm hoping so. I think this has a lot of potential. And I personally, I'm not a stage person, so I don't know what they could do to improve this, but I'd like to see a bit more somewhere.
Well, in a couple of days, we will see the second set of rehearsals. Nice. Over the next 2 days, we will see the first set of run-throughs for our second semifinal, I suppose. So guys, how about we reconvene in a couple days' time once we've seen everything that Semi 2 has to offer, and we'll give our hot takes and everything like that. Then, does that sound reasonable to y'all?
Sounds perfect.
Fabulous. Well, folks, let us know what you think. Hit us up on social media at Facebook or Twitter, 12pointsUSA. Email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think of our opinions on these songs? What were your winners, your losers from the clips that you have seen? Let us know. We're really excited to see how this all comes together. Until then, folks, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
And I've been Eric.
In America,
stop rehearsing now.
Are we still doing that?
Well, we'll see. It's all new. See you next time, guys.